This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, September 2nd. Okay, we're getting a nice rebound in the markets today. And what's going on is ADP had a bad report this morning. They announced only 38,000 private sector jobs were created in August. That's the smallest monthly increase since January, and that was significantly below economists' consensus estimates of 47,000. And that's setting the stage up for a poor payroll report on Friday. Now, whether that'll happen or not, I'm not certain. Last I looked, they were expecting 53,000 payroll jobs. But if the payroll report on Friday comes in below expectations, that's going to lower interest rates. If it comes in strong, like 300,000, that would be shocking. It would raise rates. The Fed has an unemployment mandate. So you want the payroll reports to be poor, so the Fed doesn't increase rates, and that's that. So that's kind of where we are now. So bad news is good news, okay? So let's root for a bad payroll report on Friday because it'll knock bond yields down. I'm going to come back to bond yields in a moment, but the biggest news today is that Dell's leading the whole market higher. They make AI servers. And they announced this morning that their sales were up 58% in the past year, record revenue. Their overall earnings surged 273%, and they posted a 43.1% earnings surprise. We own Dell, so we're happy about this. Now, they raised their revenue guidance, but they commented that their guidance would be even higher if there wasn't an acute memory shortage. So this is the same thing NVIDIA said, that, you know, the memory shortage is now constraining sales, okay? So that's good for all the memory stocks. It's good for the AI sector. It's, a lot of exciting things are going on. On Navalier Market Buzz, which is out today, we talked about how the Chinese bots are planning a lot of the stories on the internet that are anti-data center related. And, you know, as Americans, we have to decide, do we want to be manipulated by foreign propaganda, or, you know, do we want to get rich by investing where all these billionaires are invested? So, I think you know what I want to do, but, you know, I find that to be very interesting. And the tension between us and China was pretty evident at the G20 finance minister meeting. Now, this is normally a meeting no one reports on, but there was no joint communique because China wouldn't agree to it, okay? The joint photo of all the finance ministers was very uncomfortable, and the European ministers did not want to be photographed with the Russian finance minister. So he was excluded from the photo. So there were a lot of insults flying at this G20 meeting. And I just want to tell you what Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said. He said, quote unquote, "The world is awash in debt," and added, "The only way for us to get out of this is to grow our way out of it." Now, in America, we're obviously pro-growth, no matter who we elect. We're also demographically stronger than Europe and a lot of other countries because we have household formation. We have a higher birth rate. You know, the South is very pro-family. The Mountain West is very pro-family. And we assimilate our immigrants. But other countries are shrinking. And that's the problem. So how do you grow when you're losing population and losing households? Well, Japan has proved that you can grow with productivity, okay? That's going to be the key, and AI is going to be the key. But we're not getting along with our G20 allies, by and large. And Canada finance minister said he met with Bessent And he said, the message I'm going to bring, of course, is that we're going to stand up for our workers. Now, it's possible Canada walked away from these trade negotiations due to the strong unions in Canada. UAW is very strong up there. And hopefully this can get resolved, okay? But I would not be surprised if President Trump invites all those Canadian auto workers to move to America, you know? You know, these guys love to torment each other, and they don't get along, okay? So it's going to be interesting, okay? Howard Lutnick, our Commerce Secretary, has basically told Germany, please move your entire auto industry to America, and we'll give visas to your workers that you want to bring. So this is getting to be quite interesting, okay? Now, Canada's a very strong union economy. Unions are very powerful, okay? The big capital gains tax in Washington State was led by SEIU. The wealth tax that they're trying to pass in California is SEIU, that's Healthcare Workers Union. So we're going to see. This is going to be very, very interesting. But overall, that G20 finance meeting was a disaster. And but nothing's really changed. I mean, the U.S. says, hey, guys, you better follow us or you're going to get left behind. That was the message we delivered at Davos. That's what the message that Bessette keeps, leading with. And I just find it very, very interesting. So, you know, I know some folks out there are worried about October surprise. I think we already had it, which is the tension between us and Canada. I don't think there's any doubt that Prime Minister Carney in Canada is trying to influence the midterm elections, especially in Michigan. So we'll see how all this shakes out, okay? But in the meantime, nothing really has changed. Data centers are leading the way. That's the key to economic growth and productivity gains. There's an acute memory shortage, but guess what? We own all the memory stocks. So let's just profit from all this. Now, the traditional pattern is we tend to rally going into Labor Day, although the pay report's going to be a big deal. And then there will be profit-taking between next week and September 15th because people have to pay their estimated taxes. And then the market firms up in the second half of the month, and last week should be wonderful because that's quarter and window dressing. So September is a seasonally weak month, but I'm happy to see the strength today. I'm happy to see earnings are still working. Later in the month, of course, we'll have Micron's earnings as well. So that's going to be very interesting. So, folks, just remember, good stocks bounce. You're seeing evidence of that today. So hang in there. Enjoy the ride. It's going to get a lot better as the year unfolds. And, of course, we have another round of record earnings to that will drop, kick, and drive our stocks higher. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.